Welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. It's Midday on the Arts. Lovers of classical music are certainly aware that the members of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra are embroiled in a contentious contract dispute with BSO management. The musicians have been picketing in front of Meyerhoff Symphony Hall for much of the summer after management canceled the summer season and locked out the musicians. So I've been in touch with members of the BSO administration and the Players Committee. Management will lift the lockout on Monday. Both sides are meeting at this hour to try to come to an agreement by Monday when rehearsals for the 2019-20 season are scheduled to begin. The first concert of the season is scheduled to take place at the Meyerhoff on Saturday night, September 14th at 8 o'clock. That's a week from tomorrow. The musicians, separate from the management, are producing another concert that afternoon, the 14th, at 4 o'clock at the New Shiloh Baptist Church with music director Maren Alsop on the podium and guest artists Brian Stokes Mitchell, Janice Chandler Eteme, and choral singers from throughout the community. So we've got a link to both of those events on our website, wypr.org/midday. So again, the BSO musicians are meeting as we speak with BSO management, trying to come to an agreement that would allow the music to resume on Monday. But the concert that the musicians have scheduled for next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, the 14th, that will happen whether or not there is an agreement that is able to be reached by Monday. Now, the other big labor dispute in the news is the negotiations that are ongoing between the Baltimore Sun Newspaper Guild, the union that represents reporters and others, and Tribune Publishing, the parent company of the Sun. Reporters and photographers have been holding a byline strike this week. The two sides in that dispute are scheduled to meet next week and the week following, and we have invited members of the guild and representatives of the company to appear with me here on Midday later this month. So now we continue with Midday on the Arts with an internationally acclaimed classical guitarist, the Russian-American virtuoso Pyotr Pahomkin. He has toured the world, and he's won several international guitar competitions. He and his family have settled in Frederick, where he runs the Segovia Academy of Music. Pyotr Pahomkin has his guitar with him, and he joins me here in Studio A. It's great to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom.
So since you've been kind enough to bring your axe, as we call him in the jazz trade, let's ask you to play a tune. You want to play some music of Francisco Tárrega, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Before I play the first piece, I would like to introduce it with a story and sort of to tie in why I named my school after Maestro Andres Segovia. The truth is that because I was born in the mid-80s, of course, I've never met Segovia. And he passed roughly in the mid-80s. But his visit to Russia in the 1920s for the first time, set off a very, very big chain of events of classical guitar enthusiasm in that country and sort of a rebirth of this kind of love of playing classical music again on the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
My grandfather witnessed this and became completely obsessed with classical technique. And he was a big, big, big amateur guitarist, of course, not a professional. The resources to learn the instrument were simply not there. There were no teachers, and obviously today with the internet, things have completely changed. But he became obsessed with learning how to play counterpoint on the guitar, how to accompany oneself with, the thumb playing the bass notes and the other fingers playing the melody. And, you know, he would just spend hours and hours and hours trying to teach himself how to do this after Segovia's visit. And the same thing was when my father picked up the guitar. My grandfather would be like, you know, going at him, oh, you got to figure out this classical technique, this finger style technique. And, you know, when I played guitar as a kid, just, not so enthusiastically as a professional, just passively, you know, what my father would always say, you got to figure out this classical technique, classical technique. So there was quite this sort of influence from Segovia on me, even though I don't have any kind of direct tie to him. Everything is linked to Segovia in the beginning.
Yeah, well, any classical guitarist knows that Segovia is the figure that looms large over the classical music and classical guitar repertoire and tradition. But that's great. Well, let's have you play something. We'll talk a little bit more about Segovia. Thank you. Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Pyotr Pahomkin, wonderful classical guitarist. You have played in Carnegie Hall. You have played in venues across the world. You've won all these competitions. And you've settled in Frederick. And you've opened this academy to teach other people how to play the guitar. How did you settle in Frederick? How did you come to name the Segovia or establish the Segovia Academy here in Maryland?
It's quite simple how it all ended up there. I met my wife and fell in love, yada yada yada, etc.
And she was already, of course,
living in Frederick. And frankly, I just saw a need for it in the community because culturally, the downtown area is expanding so much. And I haven't seen kind of an organized yet community music school right there near the downtown area, featuring all the main instruments together and all the main instruments together performing, together in a group setting. And I felt like really the culture could just benefit from that a lot.
And some of your students have gone on to become professional guitarists like yourself.
Others are
just doing it for fun, but you've...
That's right. And one thing about this whole transition from D.C. Into Frederick is that from my teaching in D.C. and doing that for quite a while, I've learned how much things have changed. Most definitely since the age of when Segovia was performing, but definitely even since the 1990s and all of that, with regard to how blurred the lines have become with amateurs and professionals in terms of performing, because
The do-it-yourself movement. Yeah.
There's a do-it-yourself movement. That component is certainly there. I also feel like the sort of traveling virtuoso that has everything brought to him, the limousine, the Rolls Royce, those types of things have become somewhat mythical. And in the classical guitar, which is always a slightly smaller instrument anyway, those things have completely faded away. Everybody is doing something else in addition to their performing. So when someone says...
So you're running a music school.
Absolutely, right.
And let me ask you, because before sure. we run out of time, okay. I want to make sure we have time for another song. You want to play some music of Bach. So let's get to that, because sure. that's such beautiful stuff. ¶¶ Thank you. That is so beautiful. Pyotr Pahomkin, it's fantastic to meet you and to hear your beautiful artistry. Thank you so much
for coming. Thank you very much, Tom.
Pyotr Pahomkin, we've got information about the classes and events at the Segovia Academy of Music in Frederick on our website. By the way, I understand that the Frederick Symphony Orchestra is celebrating their 20th season, so that's good news for everybody in Frederick. That's all the time we have for today. Coming up Monday, another edition of Midday in the Neighborhoods. We want to thank Bottoms Up Bagels for providing lunch. Bottoms Up Bagels is a small-batch pop-up bagel shop preparing hand-rolled New Jersey-style bagels, house-cured lox, and specialty cream cheeses inspired by traditions of bagel making dating back to the 1940s. Bottoms Up Bagels offers customized catering packages of all kinds. You can find them at the JFX and the Waverly Farmers Markets and at bottomsupbagels.com. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Go Ravens! Beat Miami! Have a great weekend.
This is 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.